All right, good morning and welcome to the Public Affairs Show. It is Allie from 103.7 KISS FM. I'm on with Riggs and Gibbons every single weekday, but on Sunday, I am here for the Public Affairs Show. And today, we have a guest I've had in before and a guest I've never met before. So this will be an interesting educational day for me. So Anna from Energy Assistance, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you. Thank you so much, Allie. How are you today?
I'm good. It's good to see you again. And it's that time of year where we've got to talk about energy assistance.
Yes, that's important.
I mean, the weather has taken a turn this fall, whatever winter, whatever this is. And a lot of people need heat and need energy. And so we're going to talk about the programs that Energy Assistance offers to help some of those in need. And it's amazing every time I talk to you, some people don't even realize they might qualify for it, that need help with their bill.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, just a family of four,
mm-hmm.
they can have an income of over $55,000 per year and they would qualify.
They would qualify, which every time we talk blows my mind. I'm like, a family of four, $55,000, they might think, oh, we make too much. No, you would qualify for the program probably if you put an application in. So we're going to talk to you about that and all the guidelines and how you can get the energy assistance. And then we have Thomas as well, who's joining us. You're the weatherization expert, aren't you, Thomas?
Hey, yep.
And so I'm interested to talk to you too, because you're going to tell us how basically if someone qualifies for energy assistance, they can then qualify or apply for weatherization, where you will then come out and what, tell them what they need for their house.
Yep. We'll do an evaluation and then hopefully there's some good work we could do through the weatherization program.
Yes.
It could be any number of different things, like adding insulation or putting in a new high-efficiency furnace,
mm-hmm.
a lot of other stuff.
You guys basically go and audit the house and give them just a list of everything they need?
That's right.
And they might qualify for certain things, or how does that work?
So basically, our evaluation is to collect data,
mm-hmm.
and then we use that data to figure out what kind of energy saving upgrades we could make. And
right.
it's all done through the program. It's
mm-hmm.
all done at no cost.
Right. Amazing. That's amazing
yeah.
that people can get this. So, so Anna from Energy Assistance and Thomas from the weatherization agencies. So, okay, let's just start from the beginning then. So Anna, it's getting cold. People don't want to get any, they don't want their heat shut off, but how does it even begin? Okay. So you're having trouble paying your energy bill, let's say. And you need assistance.
Well, there's three ways that people can find themselves in the situation that mm-hmm. they need. I mean, one is their income is too low. Their mm-hmm. bills are too high.
Yep.
They're facing disconnection or they're disconnected or mm-hmm. their furnace is not working.
Yeah.
Any of those situations, they can always call the main line, which is 414-270-4MKE. That's 414-270-4653
mm-hmm.
to schedule an appointment. Or they can schedule their own appointment by visiting us online, which is www.keepwarmmke.org
mm-hmm.
so that they can schedule it at any of the locations that is closer to them. We have six locations.
Mm-hmm.
Three of those locations are managed by UMOS and three of them are managed by community advocates.
Okay.
And the addresses are 6900 West Brown Deer Road, 4906 Fond du Lac Avenue,
mm-hmm.
728 North James Lowell, which is on 7th and Wisconsin.
Okay.
6761 West Greenfield Avenue, 2701 South Chase Avenue, 5663 South 27th Street. So first they schedule their appointment, then they come and we process their appointment. They need to bring a photo ID if they mm-hmm. never applied before.
Okay.
If they had already applied before they coming back this year, they don't need a photo ID.
They can try again.
Yes.
Can you apply online or do you need to come into the Energy Assistance office to apply?
Right now we don't have the online application.
Okay.
There's an application that they can download by visiting the Home Energy Plus
okay.
site mm-hmm. and they can fill it up. It will be a paper application, complete it and bring it. But it is a lot easier to just schedule their appointment and mm-hmm. come in person and
okay.
process it from there. Because
yeah.
if they're disconnected, if they're facing disconnection, or if they have no heat, we mm-hmm. can address the need right
yeah.
there and then.
Well, and this is good to know, not just for people listening who might need assistance, but maybe they have a family member who needs assistance that they know about, an mm-hmm. elderly person or whoever is struggling that yeah. can't pay their bills or is disconnected. So that's good. And they can go to your website, keepwarmmke.org, in order to find those locations to
yes.
come in and apply mm-hmm. for energy assistance. And I'm still blown away. So family of four, $55,000.
Over $55,000. $3,000.
Yeah, yes. You could qualify if you need assistance with your bills. So that's great. And it's amazing that people are still learning, you know, that they can come out and do this. People that need help and that qualify. So it's great when you find those people, right?
Yes, definitely. You know, once you have applied and qualified for the services, you qualify for additional services, which is the crisis services.
Oh.
Working with disconnection, co-pays, the furnace services, let's say, in order to qualify for weatherization, they have to apply for energy assistance and qualify.
Okay.
Then the system automatically refers those customers to weatherization, and they do the magic, and that's a lot of savings in there for the customers in there.
Yeah, and so then when they qualify for the weatherization, after they've qualified for the energy assistance, that's where Thomas comes in.
Yeah.
And you guys, the weatherization experts, you represent a bunch of weatherization agencies, right?
Right. So in Milwaukee County, there's three weatherization agencies.
Okay.
There's La Casa de Esperanza.
Mm-hmm.
There's the Social Development Commission, SDC.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Partners for Community Development.
Okay.
So we each have our different territories in Milwaukee County, but doesn't really matter who you call. We'll get you to the right place to sign up.
Mm-hmm.
And the big thing is just to, you know, if you've qualified for energy assistance, step two is just to make that call over to
weatherization. So, like, give me an example of a house maybe you've gone into that you has needed things that you've been able to give them. Give me one example of a house that you did something to for somebody that qualified for the program.
I mean, it could be a lot of things. You know, we've gone to houses that have, you know, they're maybe from the 40s and they still have their original furnaces in there. And, you know, we're able to come in and replace it with a high efficiency furnace.
Wow. So people get furnaces replaced through the weather. I mean, that's a big deal through the weatherization program. That's amazing.
Yeah. And they're not, you know, just the, you know, the cheap furnaces.
They're high efficiency, you're
saying. Yeah. So that can make a really big impact. Another thing we do that makes a really big impact is adding insulation into a house, especially in the attic.
Right.
You know, a lot of older houses really don't have much insulation.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll put more than what's sufficient in there. And it really has a big impact in just holding the heat in to help them just heat their house more efficiently. And it saves a ton of money on their energy bills.
I bet, especially with those old houses. So that's a great example. But, if you qualify for energy assistance and then you qualify for weatherization, you guys have actually gone in and given people new furnaces for people that need it or in need. That's amazing in the community. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So this is all in Milwaukee County, right?
Yes.
Right. People can qualify for the energy assistance. So Anna, tell us again, the website was keepwarmmke.org, and they can schedule an appointment to come in to energy assistance at one of the locations, which are on the website. They're all over Milwaukee. And then if they qualify, then you get them going and you help, you basically give them assistance. So what does that mean when you give, does that mean you help them pay their bills for a few months or a bill, or how does that work? Cause you know, people want the juicy details, Anna.
Yeah. Basically the annual benefit is averages about $500 per household.
Okay.
It could be more or less depending on the number of household members, the income, and the size of the house. Our energy assistance specialist can take away some of the stress by helping you set up a payment plan and be proactive on about the payments. We have this part of the program component in which, let's say, a lot of customers, they have large bills, and it gets out of hand.
Especially if you got an old house.
And their income is not helping them to make the plan of payments that they need to with energy. So what we do, we call it a copay, which is a contract that we do with a customer. We help them with a monthly payment, and we help them get into a special program in which in the term of a year they can forgive those the balance if they follow the program.
Man, that's amazing. They will forgive the balance if you follow the program, energy assistance program. Mm-hmm. Wow, that is interesting. But you were saying could be up to 500, you know,
The 500, that's the regular benefit, because customers do qualify for a regular benefit.
Mm-hmm.
The co-payment, the crisis, the help for the disconnections.
Yeah.
Those, that is called additional services.
Okay.
So they can qualify for additional additional money in there.
Yeah.
But they need to work with us. They need to communicate with us.
Yeah.
They need to let us know what their situation is so that we can find a way to help them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, another thing that many, many families have asked us when we make a referral for furnace or weatherization,
yeah.
they ask, and how much is that going to cost me? Well, that doesn't cost anything.
It's free.
It's
yeah.
free.
We're here to help. Yeah.
Now, if customers out there, or if the audience out there knows of a family, a senior, a disabled person who's mm-hmm. not able to come to our offices, I mean, if they're not able to reach us over the phone, they can just call 211, let them know, and they will reach us. Mm-hmm. We'll schedule a home visit. We'll find
so
a way.
So you'll do a home visit if someone is disabled or elderly or can't make it and they need energy assistance
yes.
help.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes,
that's
we
fantastic.
Do phone applications. So the point is that the goal is to have as many applicants as we can, because mm-hmm. if based on the statistics, there's more than 150,000 households who would qualify
wow.
for energy assistance here in Milwaukee County. We reach less than 70,000 per year. So
wow.
that means that more than 50% are not
coming to
using
claim
the services.
They're not even coming to claim the services they could claim to help pay their yeah. energy bills. That's a wow.
Yeah.
So we got to get out there and find those people
yeah.
and help those people.
Exactly. You know,
yeah.
we don't want people to struggle, because I mean,
mm-hmm.
the program is here to serve.
Yeah, and you probably find people sometimes who didn't, you know, who are learning about the program, who didn't know, and you probably see some pretty, you know, sad situations where you're able to go in and help, right?
Yes,
people
definitely.
Living with no heat, no nothing.
Yes.
I mean, I can't even imagine.
Yes, yes. People are very grateful when they didn't know about the program, and they all of a sudden they find themselves with all these basic needs met.
Mm-hmm. And they're
just
like, wow, I didn't know that I could
yeah.
qualify. That's just amazing.
Yeah.
So if you're just tuning in, I'm talking to Anna from Energy Assistance, which we were talking about in Milwaukee County. A lot of people don't even realize they could qualify for energy assistance. So you can, you know, call them up. Their phone number is 414-2704-MKE, or you can visit their website, keepwarmmke.org. And then we also brought Thomas in here, who's from the weatherization program.
Yep.
And so once people qualify, Anna, for energy assistance, and you guys can help them, whether they're about to get disconnected, can't afford to pay their bill, whatever, you guys help them, and then they might qualify for the weatherization program, which Thomas blew my mind when he said, we go in there, and sometimes we've given people new high-efficiency furnaces
yeah,
free.
A lot of times.
Yeah.
Free.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's energy
yeah.
assistance. And they don't even realize they qualify for it.
That's pretty common.
That is amazing. And you put insulation in
yep.
and all kinds of stuff, huh?
Yeah, we seal up drafty areas in a house.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really do windows through the program,
yeah.
unfortunately. But
mm-hmm.
yeah, you know, making it less drafty and just more comfortable
yeah.
in the winter. You know, we'll even look at old refrigerators and storage freezers.
Yeah.
Replacing those with Energy Star models.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
You know, even little things like putting in energy efficient lighting.
Wow.
So, I mean,
you can do a lot.
Yeah. All of it's designed to have an impact on, you know, not only reducing your energy bills,
mm-hmm.
but just making your home feel more comfortable.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And
that's yeah.
Yeah, that's a really important thing.
It is very important, especially for some of these people that need it. So,
mm-hmm.
so Anna, if they decide they're going to apply for energy assistance, they come in, they schedule an appointment with you guys at one of your locations, unless they're disabled or elderly, and then they can call and maybe get a home visit. But they need to bring what? So they bring a photo ID.
Income verification for the previous 3 months. Let's say, for example, they apply in the month of November.
Uh-huh.
We would need August, September, and October income.
So 3 months yeah. of income, just
yeah.
paycheck stubs or whatever,
yes.
to show what their income is.
For everybody in the house.
For everybody in the house, okay.
Yes. We would need, if they're tenants, we would need the name and the landlord's information.
Okay.
We would need the latest energy bill. Now, if you're self-employed, we would need your taxes. Because we count the net income, not the gross income for self-employment.
Oh,
so
okay.
That's very important. So don't be afraid to come and apply. If
yeah.
you have your own business, you still can qualify.
Okay. And this is, you led me to a great question, actually, that you said if you're a tenant.
Mm-hmm.
So how does that work then, like with weatherization or energy assistance, if you are renting, let's say, and you don't own it?
That is a very good
yeah,
question.
That's a good question.
Yes, because, you know, oftentimes, let's say we have a duplex and my tenant, their furnace is not working, they have no heat, and
mm-hmm.
they apply for energy. So both the tenant and the landlord will need to apply for energy assistance. And
both
the whole,
of them, okay.
Yes, and the whole house would qualify for services.
Oh,
yes.
Wow. Even the other duplex.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Now it's important to keep one thing in mind. Right. For those homes, for those families whose furnace all of a sudden stops working, if they're not able to reach us over the phone or come in person, just call the 211 number.
211.
And let them know that you have no heat. They will reach out to us and we'll take care of that like a crisis, because we consider those cases crisis.
Yeah, that is a crisis, especially in Wisconsin in the cold, in the winter, for sure. So 211,
yes.
You can also call and they will direct them to energy assistance to you guys to help if they don't have heat or know someone that doesn't. So it's not just if you need energy assistance, but I say like it's all about taking care of the elderly or people that have kids who aren't, you know, too embarrassed or whatever to say anything, because you probably get some people who are just embarrassed and shouldn't be because, you know, they qualify for it. Then go for it, you know, go to energy assistance and get some help with your bills, right?
That's what we're here for.
Yeah, lots of people need help, absolutely. And then you might even be surprised. It's like Christmas and the weatherization guy, Thomas, comes in and goes, hey, we got a new furnace. I mean, it's literally like Christmas, right?
Yeah.
These people didn't even know they had it coming.
it's the gift that keeps on giving.
It's the gift that keeps on giving, right? That's fantastic. So, again, we're talking to Anna from Energy Assistance, and we have Thomas from the weatherization program. And we talked about that basically houses, they can benefit from about $500 per household unless there's more, right? You said unless there's more you need to do.
That benefit is the regular benefit.
That's just the flat.
That is the regular benefit. In addition to that, there's additional services.
Okay.
Crisis assistance, co-payment, furnace assistance, weatherization. I mean, the benefit is much, much more than that, definitely.
And this is all administered all in Milwaukee County for everyone, and it's by the Department of Health and Human Services. And a lot of people don't realize the program's out there, which, you know, blows my mind. So it's like we want them to know and tell your friends and let everybody know, because the winter season is not good, right?
Right.
So what else have we not talked about today, Anna, when we talk about energy assistance and the weatherization program? Again, the website is keepwarmmke.org. Am I just making this up, or most of your or all of your locations near bus stops? Like if somebody doesn't have a car, is that right?
Yes. The bus stop is like just steps away from each one of the locations.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. And the locations, again, is 6900 West Brown Deer Road, 4906 Fond du Lac Avenue, 728 North James Lovell, which is 7th in Wisconsin.
Okay.
6761 West Greenfield Avenue, 2701 South Chase Avenue, and 5663 South 27th.
Nice. So my final question is weatherization too, Thomas. When you guys go in for people that qualify for the program, same thing as far as a renter can apply as well, or do you have to be a homeowner to get into the weatherization?
We serve renters and homeowners.
Okay.
You know, if it's like going back to the duplex, if one person, one tenant in that duplex qualifies for energy assistance, we'll come in and we can do the whole building.
Wow. That's great.
But yeah, you know, we have a form to sign for the landlord, and you know, that's the only extra step, really.
And if the landlord doesn't sign it, they're crazy, right?
Right, yeah.
Because why wouldn't you want the energy assistant and the weatherization program?
It's a win for everybody. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then everybody gets help. So that's a great program.
Right.
So we're running out of time, but thank you so much again. We're talking to Anna from Energy Assistance, which go to their website, or you can always call them. The website is keepwarmmke.org. And you can see on there where all of their locations are. You can see their hours. I see you guys are open. You even have an extended hours if people work 8 to 5. There's other days they can come in, right?
Yeah, we did have the extended hours during the month of October, but if there's a need like that, we can always find a way to help.
Someone. Yes. And don't forget, they do home visits if someone is disabled or elderly, or you know someone that can't get to one of your offices, right?
Yes.
Very nice. Okay. Well, thank you guys for coming in today. I hope, you know, every time I talk to you guys, I always hope that it helps even just one family. I hope it helps a bunch of families.
Yeah.
But even just one, you know, one family finds out about your program that doesn't realize they qualify for energy assistance and gets help with their bills. And don't assume you make too much, because the guidelines are not intimidating, I don't think.
No.
Family of four, $55,000. More people, you know, probably qualify than realize. And there's the money out there to be utilized for some of these people. And then Thomas will go in if you qualify for the weatherization, and you never know what might happen. He might insulate your house for free.
Right.
Yes.
I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So thank you guys so much for coming in today.
Sure. Thanks for having us.
Anything else you want to add before we wrap it up, or did I hit it all? Did I hit the nail on the head? What did I forget?
Well, I just want to make sure people think about, you know, weatherization being the next step. You know, basically, if you go in for energy assistance and qualify, just ask the worker for the number for the weatherization agency.
Okay.
And you can find our numbers on keepwarmmke.org, too.
Okay.
So that can connect you with weatherization as well.
Awesome.
So, yeah, they're just meant to work together. You know,
yeah.
They give you some money towards your energy bills. We're going to come in and reduce your energy bills. So hopefully the two programs together can have a great impact.
That's so fantastic for the community and the people that need it.
Yeah.
You know. So
absolutely.
Thank you, guys. Anna, anything else before I let you go?
Remember to apply.
Remember to apply. Yep. Come in and apply. Awesome. Again, the website is keepwarmmke.org, or you can call 414-270-4MKE, which turns into 414-270-4653. So write that number down or go to the website, and good luck and apply. What do you got to lose, right?
Right.
What do you have to lose, people?
You have a lot to
win. Yes, don't let yourself get disconnected, or if you're already disconnected, call immediately, right?
Yes.
Yes, we got to get you helped out. So thank you guys again from Energy Assistance, Anna and Thomas from Weatherization, and have a good weekend, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.